Right now, it's time for Talkin' Books. We are joined in the studio by the one and only Susan Brown, librarian extraordinaire who once headed up the Chapel Hill Public Library and now does strategic communications for the town of Chapel Hill on her path to world domination. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. You know, I'm doing all right. I'm finally starting to get the first inklings, the very first scratches of Christmas spirit.
Ooh, nice. I like that.
I haven't had the Christmas spirit, and I've been waiting for it to come.
All right.
I did some Amazon ordering, watched a Christmas movie last night.
Right.
Gonna bake some cookies tonight, primarily to keep myself awake till 9 p.m. when the heels play.
Of course, right.
And I'm finally starting to get the Christmas spirit.
I like it.
Just sharing.
I've got a real quick follow-up question. Mm-hmm. What Christmas movie?
We watched Christmas Vacation because a friend of the Brown family had never seen it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
So we had a good time. That kicked off our season.
Nice.
And we'll do Elf. Christmas Day, the Brown family does Chinese food takeout, and we watch It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay. Not hearing a Christmas story.
A Christmas story, of course.
Okay,
Natch,
gotcha.
Come on. Some
people are anti. I don't know.
And I will say, speaking of Christmas movies, we have some debates in our family. Mm. I am solidly in the camp that Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
I go back and forth on this.
Okay, don't fight me on this, Keck, okay?
I've decided if people think it's a Christmas movie and if they make it a Christmas tradition, then okay, it's a Christmas
right,
movie.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch...
It's not, actually.
Oh,
but if you want it to
don't
be...
Don't make me reach across this plywood counter here, buddy. I'm going to watch Love Actually with a Friend... I love Krampus, but I will say, and I was listening to the trending segment with you and Victor earlier, Home Alone we will definitely watch.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Y'all were talking about airfares earlier.
Right.
This morning with coffee, I read a great article in the Washington Post. I think that you will dig it. They basically broke apart the Home Alone movie and how much would it cost today.
Oh, man.
To fly, you know, 15 people, four of them first. Well, yeah, it was 15.
Yeah.
14 without Kevin.
Right. But they bought the tickets.
They bought the tickets. Yeah. And it, like, goes through everything from, like, the van to the airport.
Yep.
To the flights over there, the flights back. And then my favorite part, because it was all, like, just, like, the transportation in the movie. And it says, what is it? Hitchhiking with a Oompa band, $0.
Priceless.
But if you're thinking about airline pricing, it's a really, really
yeah.
great article.
Did they include the mortgage for the house?
No, they didn't. So they didn't get into
right?
that, right?
Yeah.
But actually, first class or air travel is, first class travel is, I think they said, cheaper now than it was then.
Would not surprise
so
me.
So it's a really
yeah.
interesting article. But the total cost is somewhere between $25,000 and $35,000. $1,000.
I love that because that's now like the modern, like 21st century equivalent of the article that gets inevitably posted every single year of how much does it cost to
buy
the
partridge in a pear tree.
In a pear
exactly.
tree gifts.
This
yeah,
is a
yeah.
much cooler version of that.
I
yeah,
like it.
It's great.
How much does a Red Ryder BB gun cost now?
You know, I don't know.
That's vintage. That might be
right?
more. Yeah.
And a turkey dinner and a leg lamp and
yeah.
all of that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
Man. Leg yeah. lamp won as a major award.
That's
$0.
Right.
$0.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Glue, $3.99.
I will also say, so I'm getting the Christmas spirit, and then when you mentioned my previous job with the library, I stopped by there this morning.
Okay.
On the way in, I'm still like moving stuff out of my office, and I
Do
have
they
an
need
office,
to see your ID in order to
well,
do it.
So here we go. Here we go. I have an office full of tchotchkes and little, you know, things, so I'm starting to move those out. And I got there and, as you know, I had gotten to the point where I only set off the security alarm maybe once a year.
Right, right.
I was good at it. And this morning I badged in, I pushed the numbers and there's doot, 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 doot. And then I had to call security and it was a whole thing. So,
yep.
Yeah. that was something, and I'm sure that my staff was like, of course she did that.
Look, a specialist in strategic communications needs to be good at sending signals to people that can be heard and like received and noticed a long way away. So
I just want to go here for a second. I feel like every time you say my new title, you are like, you put a special emphasis on strategic. You have a little glint in your eye. I'm like, is he throwing shade?
No.
Because I'll be throwing hands.
It's because Die Hard is not a Christmas movie, and it's because I have a hard time remembering. Like, I know it's communications, but like I have to work it in my head that it's strategic. Like, it hasn't clicked yet. But that's the title.
That's why
I put emphasis on it.
I'll believe you for now.
Okay, good.
Because I've got the Christmas spirit.
Yes. All right, we're speaking with Susan Brown talking books. We should recommend Christmas books, but we did that last week. So let's do Winter Solstice for our prompt today, because that's tomorrow, longest night of the year. So in honor of that, what book should we recommend for folks looking to pass the time on the longest night of the year?
So it's funny because I was thinking of long books.
Yes.
So all of my books are very long books, but actually we should think about short books that can actually be read in one night.
You and I went on this exact same journey.
Okay.
Like, ooh, what's a long book? Wait a minute. No, a book that can be read overnight.
Well, all of mine are long books.
Okay, good. I went to a third place, so none of us are doing short books.
So
it's great.
Long night, long books. Right. That's where my brain went. I want to start by recommending some classics.
Mm-hmm.
So Count of Monte Cristo, one of my favorite classic long novels. And what's great about it is that book was written as many were in serial form. So it's short chapters. So you could read many, many chapters in one long night.
Right.
My husband just read David Copperfield.
Ooh, okay.
A lot of people are reading that because of Demon Copperhead, the Barbara Kingsolver novel that's like a modern retelling.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really great one. And then I want to share another one that I'm about to start. Perhaps I'll start it tomorrow night, is a lesser-known novel by Edith Wharton called The Custom of the Country.
Ooh.
So if you like Edith Wharton and you've read her other things, The Custom of the Country, great female protagonist, longer than many of her other books. But there's three longer classics.
Oh, I've only ever read Ethan Frome. I read it in ninth grade. Like, it was one of those like books that got assigned, and everybody hated it as a ninth grader. Including kind of me, like I wasn't a huge fan of it, but to this day, every time I'm driving in a car and something on the roads annoys me, I'm like, I'm going to run this car into a tree right now. Still making that one Ethan Frome reference 30 years later.
Exactly. I love it.
I went to another place. Like, I started with, long books for the long night. Wait a minute. No, it should be a relatively short book that can be read in an evening, like during the long night. And then I thought, no. The solstice is the longest night of the year. It's the darkest night of the year. So we should be, like, we're always looking for light to get us through the longest night, right? That's why they're doing the lantern walk in Hillsborough, and they're making the lanterns for the IFC art thing tomorrow. So I was like, okay, so in that vein, what should I recommend? And I came around to Blue Blood, Inside the Most Storied Rivalry in College Hoops by our very own Art Chansky.
There you go.
A book about the Duke Carolina basketball rivalry, which is one of Art's better books about the history of that rivalry, and super timely as we're now getting into like the heart of basketball season, and we're going to start ACC play in a little while, and it's going to be another round of great games between Duke and Carolina as always. And what better to get you through the darkest night of the year than a little bit of light reading.
Wow. I'm impressed. You just did that. I love it.
I should have did it 5 minutes ago. I just summarized it.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's my recommendation.
Okay. The second round that I want to quickly get to is some more modern, longer books, because I'm sticking with it. I'm not
all right.
Trying to think of short books. So sort of later 20th century long books. So one that instantly comes to mind is The Stand, which is a great long book.
Of course.
Kind of dark as well.
Do you read the extended version or the This Is Long Enough regular version?
I read, so it's interesting, at the Friend sale recently, I bought a copy with that original cover. It's a reprint, and my husband's like, oh, you got the wrong one. And I'm like, I don't know which one's the right one. So I read whichever one I read when I read it, which is probably
the original. I agree with that,
right?
I think if you're Stephen King and you cut 250 pages out of your book, there's probably a reason why.
Exactly. Thank you.
I'm also a Lord of the Rings purist. I don't watch the extended editions of the movies.
I can't watch extended editions.
Extended edition is fine, but like, it's not, none of it's necessary.
It's rings enough.
Exactly. Rings it up.
Rings it up.
Yeah.
So The Stand, and then I think of also Donna Tartt's books, The Goldfinch is long and totally worth it.
Yeah.
And what was the other one? The Little Friend, and of course The Secret History. But I want to end with a long book that I actually read over a series of long winter nights.
Ooh.
We were living in Kansas. I had my second child in early February. It's winter. It's dark. It's snowy. I'm up all night with the new baby. And my husband kept telling me, you should read, and like I needed a book to get me through. And he said, you should really read Pillars of the Earth. And I was like, oh, no, it's too long. It's fine. It's too long. And he's like, you would love it. And then he put a copy next to my bed on the bedside table. And one night after getting up with the baby at 2 a.m., I just picked it up and said, fine, I'll finally read it. And oh my gosh, like every night for a month, I read that book. And it's really long. It's about cathedral building in medieval England. It's so good. And I actually read that book like several chapters over the course of February.
Nice.
What was that, 2005? Is that right?
Is that a novel or nonfiction?
It's a novel.
It's a novel.
Oh, it's
okay.
A great novel.
Yeah, yeah.
Great, great novel. And it's been made into a semi-okay TV series. that was 08.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyways, Pillars of the Earth, a great long book for
Earth.
A long winter's night.
Love it. And that is Talkin' Books. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you.